Greetings, pigs and canines and sheepdogs and whatever cross hybrid, whatever. So, I'm not exactly fond of law enforcement for a number of reasons. You know, it's also the laws that I hate. You know, law enforcement is always going to suck as long as the laws suck. But today, Omnicorp goes pro-cannabises and hemp for space race technology advantages. Yeah. Does it hurt? Good night, sweet prince. Anyway, yeah. These sort of politics are like serious fucking business. And, you know, things aren't always black and white. You know, Clarence Bodiger was like a coke dealer, but, you know, cocaine versus pharmaceuticals. Get real, motherfucker. I don't even snort coke. I've only tried it once on like some Cocoa Puffs weed and, you know, it didn't hurt me. You know, it was actually kind of nice. That was like once in high school from like Oakland. But what was I going to say? So yeah, pneumatics AIOS weapon systems were developed by a pot smoker from Berkeley. A quote unquote Jewish one, or part Jewish, part Semitic, part Irish and Russian, whatever. Whatever these linguistics geeks want to like try to pigeonhole you as, you know, fuck them. So my experience with weapons, I've only owned a Glock. I bought a Glock in Nevada due to California gun control laws, which are bullshit. And I had an illegal gun. I got rid of it, you know. It spooked me. I didn't want to own it. I actually like ripped it apart and like threw it in the water. But I don't like Glocks. I think they're way overrated. You know, if you got to walk around with it like locked and loaded without a safety on it, like versus a 1911 or something, like that whole ready to go thing, I think it's a little overrated. Shooting. When I had mine, I tried shooting it and I couldn't hit a fucking tomato can at like 10 feet. Like the thing fucking sucked. Like I had to I had to go out in the fucking fog and do it with like sound suppression. I was scared to fire it even in the woods to practice because like those sounds will travel and those fucking, you know, someone will report you that you're like practicing your Second Amendment rights to, you know, bear arms and actually train with them, and you'll be hauled in. You know, you can't even practice firing a weapon unless you're, you know, at a gun range. And I've also been to a gun range. I went to one. Where was it? I won't tell you where it was, but I knew someone. You know, there's one or two Jews in America that are pro weapons rights, that aren't all fucking geeked out Democrats. Gun grabbers. And I went to the range and I knew how to fire because I picked up some information. I got like the front sight manual. You got to line that front sight up and then you're good to go. So, just from reading it, and I was sticking long bullseyes at like, I won't say 40 yards. I don't want to exaggerate, but let's just say I'm a straight shooter. I can shoot. Shooting people, I'm not into. It doesn't get me off, you know. But sometimes it might be the only answer. I don't really know. I'm not in law enforcement. I haven't, like, you know. But America, you know, there are some pretty dangerous people in America. And you always want to be safe. Be safe. Don't be dangerous. So, yeah. Let me see. Where was I? So, yeah, I've dealt with law enforcement. I'm not exactly fond of them, but I'm not fond of the laws either, or the lawmakers, or the lawyers. So, and the economics of this stuff is, like, brutal, because the United States is $21 trillion in debt. And so, you know, whatever your profession is, you're paddling to keep your head above. Well, I don't know. Actually, not everybody. Some people are loaded and fat cats with lazy capital, like trillions from robbing U.S. citizens of their rights to smoke weed and bear arms. Let's see here. But yeah, so law enforcement, what do you want me to say? You want me to say I think police officers are intelligent? Like maybe a few of them. I met one guy and he had an idea for like a website. It was in like a John George and he was telling me how he wanted to make like a dating site, you know, like whatever. You know, technology and law enforcement is like heavy hitting fields, you know, like Omnicorp stuff, like, Ed 209 blasting the guy and like falling out the window. So I've been in marketing for a long time, since like 2002. I elaborate in this one of my audios and you can hear about it. It was after a DUI. I didn't even want to be drinking. I wanted to smoke the weed, but since your alcohol is your only relaxant of choice on the market, I drank and drove and got in a little bit of trouble. And I've been in a lot longer than you want to know. Put it that way. So yeah, you gotta listen to my other videos for like full background. But anyway, I worked with two guys who were like foot soldiers for a 3M marketing corporation, like black dudes, African Americans who have been in the mix like 30 years each, you know, and they know their stuff, you know, like 3M was like serious stuff, even for little inventions like Scotch tape. You know, it was named because it got scotched. People thought it was like whack attack, worthless, quote-unquote technology with no consumer appeal because they didn't know how to, like, make the spray work. You know, that type of stuff. So David and Clarence, we brainstormed together, and it was like a $2,000 investment, nothing. We didn't have, like, you know, unicorn, vulture capital, venture capital. And we were brainstorming, and, you know, I won't tell all of our secrets, but, you know, he finally broke it down to me that, you know, your inventions have to be simple enough for a third grader to understand. And that's true. So we came up with some stuff, and we got the trademarks and the domain names, and I was thinking about patenting it, but it's so much money and lawyer fees just like keep up on that stuff. And you know, I like to travel light. So, you know, I was looking at like drone technology and, yeah, we have like the Gizmowl, like a night vision, you know, drone technology. And I wanted to sell it to the military and maybe law enforcement. I don't want to be another like Silicon Valley, like, another Silicon Valley, like, you know, non-threatening, politically correct, quote-unquote entrepreneur. I don't like the word entrepreneur. It's kind of Frenchified. I like to just say, like, businessman or like, startup or something. Entrepreneur won't report on stuff like this. They're part of the media, and the media will not print real news on cannabis because they print all their rags on timber. Timber pulp paper. This stuff goes back like so many years, it's not even funny. Hold on one second. So yeah, there are other details on my other podcast, but I ended up incarcerated over like reputational dispute and entrapment. And I've dealt with lawyers, like lawyers trying to like, you know, defame me as crazy and steal my intellectual property rights and roll out on me. You know, I got the domain name Wowels and, you know, a whole team of lawyers, and, like top hitters in intellectual property law, brought in some Indian guy from New York who has no online profile, just some like hidden bar lawyer who I could only find like one picture of online. And they were trying to trademark WoWs and make it like a serious cutlery brand, like knives and stuff, because it's like wolf themed, you know, and wolves have teeth and owls have claws, and WoWs is, you know, you're a fucking idiot if you think it's not like, you know, a serious apical brand for weapons too. And, you know, like the wolf face, you know, so it's applicable to everything, you know, because it's the canine theme brand. And police are part canine, or they're part sheepdogs. You know, I've heard the whole sheepdog spiel about protecting the herd and, you know, and the whole shepherd and the herd thing. You know, these, what are they called? What's the word? They're not allegories, but metaphors. You know, the sheepdog. Yeah, yes and no. I don't know. I don't pretend to know. I've seen movies and I've dealt with some, like, you know, from some unpleasant and scary people. But that's the reality of America with a K. You know, if you're a minority and you don't want to get swallowed alive by hard economics, you have to deal, quote-unquote, drugs. And that's that. African Americans aren't doing shit in the technology sector, most of them anyway, and the education system sucks. It's a bunch of LGBTQ sickos, you know, giving like really, really pathetic advice in education and technology, you know, because they want to protect their careers too, you know, and they're kind of, they're not obsolete, you know, everybody needs a literacy, but, you know, college. Yeah, probably not the best investment for future technology when you have WoWs.com. So yeah, there's a whole hell of a lot of reasons I don't like law enforcement. Like, you know, honestly, they're on board with whatever the agenda is, like militantly, whether it's like good or bad, whether it's ripping away constitutional rights to bear arms, supporting the 60 trillion genders freaks movement, and other things like cannabis prohibition. But it's a field, and there's, you know, it's a valid profession. You know, it's the good and the bad and the ugly. Yeah, some of what law enforcement does is probably necessary. Again, I don't know. I've only lived in California and visited a few other states. You know, I don't know what middle America is like. But it's a cold world out there. And the stakes in combat are life and death. So yeah, minority is in jail. They want to get into music and channel money into businesses that don't incur legal liability. They aren't all fucking like criminals. Like, get fucking real. Quit slandering people. Like, well, I met a guy named like E Major. His nom de guerre was like named after music, you know, some big ass black dude, not huge, but like from Oakland, you know, who got busted for like having a bulletproof vest. You know, these guys, they, whatever. You know, I've got a little in common with some of them and not a lot in common with a lot of them. But where am I going with this? So anyway, yeah, law enforcement technology, that's pro-cannabis and pro-hemp. Why not? You know, pneumatics weapons could be used for law enforcement. I've lived in Israel, and I met Tavor Jr. outside a bar, no less, when I was drunk. And you know, I wanted to get into weapons. You know, I'm a, well, whatever. I qualified, you know, halakhically as a Jew, so I could make Aliyah. And I had to go through all the, like, kosher paperwork to get my passports. And I met a few people there. And, you know, the idea of those guys making, like, Tavors and, you know, competing in, you know, weapon sales internationally, it kind of, you know, it's something I wanted to be into. I wanted to be into aerospace and weapons and technology and not strictly, you know, advertising and search engines and, you know, politically correct lines of business. So Israel wants no part of me, even though pneumatics could even be used on tanks as RPG interceptors, okay? You ever seen those videos on like future weapons, you know, with like the fucking reporter like walking around? He's like, we're with the IDF now, and we've got this new anti-tank RPG interceptor technology. And it's like a big fucking like loaded like thing, like not like a net, but like an explosive attached to like a radar. And when like when the RPG goes off, it can like detect the heat and it like pop, it pops open and like bam, knocks it out in the air. I think a strafing pneumatics weapon with like a whole lot of PSI can, you know, knock one of those things down with like whatever. You know, it's going to send them off course with like even one ball bearing the size of a marble, you know, hitting one of those in the air. You know, is going to be plenty. And that's the truth. And besides, they're not even going to get the RPG off with the pneumatics weapons. You know, 100-yard guys can shoot buffalo with these things. I tried to promote this thing on Quora. You know, Quora is full of idiots. Or maybe not full of idiots. Maybe they're too scared to like comment on something like realistic in but none of my weapons things got approved in any of the Quora weapons forums. You know, because it's full of like retired law enforcement and military. You know, they're claiming like the physics of that. You know, there's like one or two people that like gave a thumbs up, but they won't even approve it. You know, I don't know whether it's like bigotry or heterophobia or what else? Resistance to change, business interests. Because let's be real, when you can use metal ball bearings instead of bullets, it's a cost-cutting measure. We got to trim up the belt, America. Newsflash. The national debt is $21 trillion and is projected to like $500 trillion because of these assholes in Congress and the law, and the quote-unquote law, you know, with their fucking cockamamie, you know, rip up the bills, Nancy Pelosi-style stuff. Nancy. Message from Nancy Pelosi from Jesse Gilbert. Take your gun control pills, rip them up and wipe your ass with them. You can't control compressed air and metal. B word. Anyway, I want to be considerate because I know everyone's dealing with information overload. So I'm going to stop this podcast right here and stay tuned.